This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
8:45, quarter till 9. Always some great insight if you follow Jeff Nowak at Jeff Nowak on Twitter or WWL.com. Download the Odyssey app. You can listen to the Black and Gold podcast with he and Steve Geller. You can listen to him on Sports Talk. And we're getting ready to talk about free agency and more with Jeff Nowak. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm all right. You know what I wanted to ask you? Everybody's got a story, right? And I see some stuff here that spring break is starting. Have you ever gone on like a spring break, like a real college kind of spring break type thing?
I haven't. You know, I had friends who did, and you know, I had friends in high school who would, you know, they would all go on trips for spring break. They would come back all tan, and I'd be like kind of sitting at home. We were a camping family. We would go up to like Maine and hang out in the woods for a while in the summers. But I was never a beach goer. I think it's probably more popular in the South because, you know, you're within driving distance. I went to college in Connecticut, so there was, you know, the water's all cold up there. Right. So,
but that had to be nice camping in Maine, huh?
Yeah, in the summer because it was, you know, it would be like it would peak at like 82 degrees. So you're like, all right, I got this. But we had a pop up camper, and we would drag that thing up there. It was always a good time.
All right, let's talk about that's the best time you have. It's spending with family and the toys, everything else. Parents, I would just tell younger parents, spend time with your kids. That's what they're going to remember. That's what we all remember. Let's talk about free agency.
Right.
Exactly. You know what I saw? What I found interesting was Tanyo Passignon was riding in the crew of Tux, and more people were concerned with giving him a high five or a low five, however it was, because he was on the float, than they were with Beads. Tell me what the Saints are doing with free agency, and I guess we can start with restructuring contracts. Is that what they did with Tanyo or not?
Well, so he has an expiring deal, and there's a few players on expiring contracts that are kind of interesting to watch. Tano, his is on the lower end, but Juwan Johnson and Chase Young are two guys that, you know, as we talk about the salary cap and their $46 million or so, there's some varying numbers there, but I'm going with $46 million over that they need to clear. You know, Chase Young, if they come to an extension
Hang on a second, Jeff, for people that don't understand it, it can get very complicated. Yep. When you say they need to clear $46 million, what does that actually mean?
So they're $46 million over the salary cap right now. And the interesting thing is if just the players on the roster, you know, they're actually under the salary cap, but the issue is, you know, Marshawn Lattimore is a big dead money hit that's pushing that number up. They're paying Mike Thomas. They're still paying Jameis Winston. Chase Young and Juwan Johnson are also in that number, kind of pushing them up. And so they need to get under the salary cap by March 12th, which they'll do by they already cut Jamal Williams. That's kind of it's like about $1.6 million that they're saving there. So that knocked that number down a little bit. But the majority is going to be done through restructures. They're going to, you know, prorate signing bonus. They're going to turn base salary into signing bonuses and then push that number out over void years. That's how they've been operating for the past 6 or 7 years primarily. So, You know,
so let me ask an easier question. Does that mean that they kick the can down the road and this keeps accumulating and hoping that the cap goes up, or by restructuring, turning it into bonus, does it come out of the Saints? Saints got to pay it, but it doesn't count against the cap.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, so here's the thing. When I say all that dead money is from previous years where they've done this, right? Okay. So that's where that extra money comes from. And, yeah, I see the term people use is kicking the can down the road. I don't know how accurate that is, because it's more so just, hey, this is a process you do every year. It's not like you're going to stop it. And, you know,
it's realistically, a way to business, right?
Right. I mean, it's a complex process they go through every year. And more teams are doing it this way. The Saints aren't the only team. They're just the most extreme version of it. The Eagles do have a similar version of this, and they're going to be dealing with contract issues. The Cowboys restructured Dak Prescott's contract and freed up $37 million. The Browns restructured Deshaun Watson's contract and freed up like $50 million. And so, you know, the consequences, you're tied to these players for longer time. As long as those are players you want to be tied to, it's not a big deal. So, you know, Eric McCoy, for example, he was the first restructure. He was the most obvious. He's a star player. He's going to be on your roster for a while. You can restructure that deal and feel comfortable that he's going to be around, because it only becomes an issue when you cut those players, because all of those future cap hits speed up, right? They come up to that current year, and then you end up having to pay that all at once. So if they were to cut, let's say, Derek Carr this year, for example, all of his future cap hits that have been guaranteed would speed up to this season. That's why he's probably going to get restructured. The Saints have already indicated that they intend to stick with him. And if that's the case, you can free up $30 million against the salary cap this year by restructuring that deal. And that gets you pretty close to scratch between Eric McCoy, which is about $8 million, and Derek Carr, which would be about $30 million. And then you'd only have to have about $8 million more to clear, which you're talking about. Cesar Ruiz is an obvious candidate to be restructured. It's about $6 million. Carl Granderson's an obvious candidate to be restructured. It's about $6 million. So, you know, the Saints have the levers to get there. It's really just a question of how much you want to clear. The other question is anyone willing to take a pay cut, which is always kind of an awkward conversation to approach. Taysom Hill, you know, is a guy that would probably make sense to take a pay cut if he's amenable to it. And then that would allow you to clear cap space without restructuring. But again, it's like, I don't know, if someone approached you and said, hey, you want to take a pay cut, how would you feel about that?
Now, in that case, that's not restructuring. That's money that he would get later. That's a flat-out pay cut, right?
Yes. That is, he is receiving less money than he is contractually obligated. But it's usually combined with if you take a pay cut, we can keep you around. If you do not, then we will have to cut you. So do you want any of this money? You know?
Right. Chance with free agency or what have you.
But, I mean, Will Lutz a couple years ago took a pay cut, and then they still cut him. So, it's definitely not a guarantee.
There are no guarantees in life. Jeff, let me take a break. We come back. Okay, so you got to the salary cap. What do you do now to improve the team, or how do you do it? Because what you're doing, you didn't free up any money. You just got back to where you were not over the cap, right?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, the Saints have a lot of players under contract, so they are not going to have to go out and sign 20 players just to get to a 90-man roster. I mean, it's really going to be a situation where, hey, where do we need to improve? Where are the holes? You got 9 draft picks to make. You got to sign those players too. So you're going to have to clear.
Where That's where we'll pick it up when we come back. That's where we'll pick it up when we come back. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. He'll be on Sports Talk this afternoon, 8:52, 8 till 9. Traffic now, WWL. I quickly back to Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter, talking about, all right, you got the cap cleared up, you know, the overage. What do you do now, Jeff, to improve the team? What have you seen with that other NFL teams, free agency, anywhere the Saints would be interested there? Can you afford free agency, or do you do it through the draft with rookie contracts?
Well, I do think the majority has to be done through the draft, right? Like, you need to build better through the draft, and until you do, it doesn't matter who you sign. No team in NFL history has been sustainably good by signing free agents every year. There are areas you can patch through free agency. You need to figure out who's your left guard going to be. I don't know if they're going to find anyone in the draft that they want to play on day one of the season. So that's somewhere I'd look, okay, can I build the offensive lineup through the draft or through free agency maybe? A guy like Amari Cooper might make some sense. He spent half the season with the Bills. Didn't go particularly well. He's a guy that spent several years on the Cowboys with Kellen Moore. So I think that's kind of what you're going to be looking at. Okay, who are guys that we can bring in on both offense and defense that can fit the schemes that Kellen Moore, that Brandon Staley are going to bring in that maybe we don't have right now? If you can't find an edge or a nose tackle in the draft, is there someone in free agency you can bring in? Because there is space you can clear, especially if you're sticking with Derek Carr. And I think that's the key, is you stick with Derek Carr, you can free up a lot of that money, then you can be a little more aggressive in free agency. And that's what Mickey Loomis hinted at the combine, is they're probably going to be a little more aggressive than they were last year. And so whether that's going to be more long-term deals or another kind of run of these one-year deals like we had last year with Willie Gay and Chase Young.
20 seconds left. Give me a couple.
They're just going to sit back.
20 seconds left. Give me a couple of free agent names to watch for.
Yeah, like I said, Amari Cooper.
Okay.
There's a few others. I think Juwan Johnson's going to be back, so he's going to be someone they have to sign. But you know, there's going to be some names that emerge, no question.
Jeff, we'll be listening this afternoon at 4 o'clock when you're on Sports Talk. Thanks, as always. We'll take a break. We come back, we talk to Ian McNulty about eating and drinking, then get some picks from JR. He was hot last week.